This is HPR episode 2079 entitled, Everyone Loves Some Acid House. It is hosted by Sigflup and is about 7 minutes long. The summary is, Sigflup demonstrates how to make acid house quickly.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello, everybody. My name is Sigflup Sinislabel, and in this edition of Hacker Public Radio, I'm going to be talking about acid house. Acid house. I won't really get into the theory of it or anything like that. I'm just going to demonstrate very quickly something that you can produce that sounds acidy. Acid house is a genre of music that was developed in the mid 1980s from Chicago, believe it or not, and it consists of a TB-303, this bass line simulator by Roland, which nebulous whether it sounds like a bass line, but it sounds neat, and you can get these really cool squelching sounds from it, which I'll demonstrate in a bit. And then bass drum machines like the TR-808, the 808, the 606, and the 909. I'm just going to be talking about the 808. And the 303 right now. So, the 808 has these instruments. It has 12 instruments in total. It has a bass drum, also known as SBD. I'm sorry, BD. Then a snare drum, SD. A low tom, LT. A mid tom, MT. A high tom, HT. A rim shot, RS. Clap, CP, cowbell, CB, cymbal, CY, open hat, OH, and finally, a closed hat, CH. Now, you can have some conga sounds as well. You can, in the console of the 808, you can switch the low tom to a low conga, the mid tom to a mid conga, and stuff like that. We're just going to be dealing with the toms. So why don't I demonstrate what each sound sounds like. Here, give me a second to get at my little thing here. Alright, so this is what the bass drum sounds like. This is 16 beats per pattern, and I'm playing it at the wonderful frequency rate of 120 beats per minute. So this is the snare drum, low tom. Now you get the idea. I'm going to go to claps right now. That's a clap. And so what you want to do is set up a drum pattern. So I think I have one programmed in here, which sounds right nice. Let me go and clear out one of the drum patterns here. The house is characterized by 4x4 sort of beat. So we have a bass drum, 4x4. And then why don't we alternate the bass drum and the snare drum? Okay, and then we'll have a close hat 16 times. And so that's a neat old rhythm. Let's keep that rhythm. And it's very simple, and raise ourselves a 303. Now 303, when you begin it, when you have it initialized at the very beginning, it's just a bunch of C notes. And the console of the COC 303 has one octave of C to the next C. and you have these step buttons, and you select which step out of 16, and you select what note it is. You can also go up and down an octave. You can have it slide from a previous note. You can have an accent to it, which is pretty much amplifying a little bit, that's all. And you can have a closed gate, which is just another way to have a blank note. So why don't we program in some notes here? I'm just randomly doing notes and see what it sounds like. This has no slides. The slides really make what the TB-303 sounds like. So why don't we add a few slides here? And so that's what we have. There are different, you can have it be a square wave or a buzz wave. I like having a minimum combination of that. A middle combination of that. Then you have resonance. And cut off. You have the envelope length, which really adds to it. And decay and accents and whatnot. So, why don't we switch our drum pattern? That was one that's programmed in already. This is what acid sounds like. So, yeah, I guess that's all the example that I'll show you. Take care, everyone. Bye bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.